This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And coming up on October 21st, the Umpqua Fly Tying and Casting Festival, and Doug Myers in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about, I'm curious, first of all, how you got interested in this whole area of fly tying and fishing. Get real close to the mic here.
We got it through the Project Healing Waters was here at the time, and I got involved with that, and where we teach fly tying, rod building, and casting, and just go enjoy fishing.
So what is it about fishing that you like?
Just the fact that it's very calming effect, natural calming effect. It's always a challenge, and you're always learning more.
How long have you been fishing?
Fly fishing since 2017.
Wow. So actually not that long.
I'm a beginner.
So how did you get into it initially? What got your attention?
My son pushed me into Project Healing Waters.
Okay, good. So talk about this event on the 21st, and this is the second year, right?
This is the second year, yes. Last year we had it at the Winston Community Center, and it turned out to be a really great event. Good response from the community, and it was a good fundraiser for us. And so we realized the first day it was such a good turnout that we actually outgrew the facility. And this year here, we're moving it to the fairgrounds at the conference center.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yes, it is.
When you're that successful. So talk about, this is a all-day event, 9 to 5. Talk about what's going to be going on.
We have fly tiers coming in from California, Nevada, all through Oregon and Washington participating. And what they'll be doing is demonstrating their fly tying skills and craftsmanship all day. And we'll have vendors there, food trucks there on site. We'll be doing some casting demonstrations, interactive fly tying and casting both for the community to attend. It's a family event. And admission is just a non-perishable food item per person.
So fly tying, there are apparently, now see, not being a fishing person, I know almost nothing about fly tying. But apparently there's a lot of different ways to do it, and it's like almost kind of an artistic pursuit.
Yeah, so you've got the basics to it, and we develop that with the veterans we serve and teaching the basics on how to build a fly. And from there, they expand their skill sets into intermediate and advanced skills.
Wow. And you mentioned the folks from out of the area, out of state. How do you get connected with all these people?
Through several fly fishing clubs and organizations throughout the states at that. The Northwest Fly Expo, Fly Tying and Fishing Expo happens every year at the beginning of the year. And so they've been a great resource for us to pull in more fly tiers, and we participate with them as well.
Now, you've got Fly Fishing Veterans and Umpqua Valley Fly Fishers, so is it two separate organizations?
It is two separate organizations. In 2018, we had started collaborating with them because they have veterans in their organization, and both organizations work very well together in serving our veterans in that. And then in 20, we transitioned to our own Fly Fishing Veterans organization, seeing the issues going on with not only our military and veterans, but our first responders and healthcare personnel. And so we broke into our own organization, and we continue to collaborate as we move forward. It's a great relationship.
And I know for a lot of veterans, whether it is PTSD or not even on that level, it's still a really refreshing experience.
It is. It's a means of distracting the brain in a positive activity, in a positive environment, and allows them to just to decompress and kind of restart that engine all over again. And we teach them the skills, and they have the tools to be able to deal with it and manage it on their own then.
So 75 fly tire demonstrations, that's pretty cool.
It is. It's really nice. We have fly tires tying in two-hour shifts throughout the day, and we can have as many as up to 60 per shift tying.
Wow, and it looks like you have some things to give away as well.
We do. We've got some great raffles going on. We actually have a restored 1900 wooden Mackenzie riverboat. And with the trailer.
1900?
1900.
Wow.
The brass tag's still on that. And so one of our veterans restored it, and we have that in there. We've got pontoons, we got guided trips, some overnight stays at some of the lodging facilities throughout the region, and, rods, reels, combinations, just a fun day.
Wow. And again, it's coming up on the 21st, later in the month, so people can plan to go out there. And do you see this kind of continuing to grow?
I do. We're really excited about getting the younger generation involved in it and just bringing this information forward. We will have fly tires and casters of all skill levels out there so they can see what it's like from a beginner standpoint all the way up to some of the advanced.
Well, and I understand, too, that kind of with all the technology that kids are into these days, there are a lot that have never gone fishing, which, you know, a few decades ago, that would be really uncommon.
That's true. In fact, just recently, this past summer, we had an event with the Boy Scouts and worked with them on their fly fishing merit badges out there.
Wow.
And so it was a good experience for them.
And in the midst of, you know, being here in the Umpqua Valley where the fishing is so good and the environment to do it in, pulling people from literally all over the world, it's amazing the number of people around here that don't take part.
It is. I think it's just community awareness, and that's what we want to bring to them. Let them know we have a great fishery here and resources, and we just really want to support that.
So if people want to find out more about this event, what's the best way to do that?
Then go to flyfishingveterans.org, or you can email me at info@flyfishingveterans.org.
All right, Doug Myers, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.